Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports. And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Check it. The man was correct in that lofty introduction, as my name is Pedro Fernandez, and this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 35, make that 36 years now of radio presence, knocking out all bums straight up. This is the Sunday edition, 2 hours, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio for Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 211, and like 1,000 other internet platforms. Straight up, this is the longest running fight show in history, and hopefully you'll find out why after 2 hours. We will spend some time in these 2 hours looking at the career of Oscar De La Hoya. No, not the promoter, not the guy that's making zillions of dollars, the guy that sort of turned the tide as far as getting control of the boxing world, as far as the big money fights were away from the heavyweights. Of course, Oscar and I go back to 1988, 1989. He hadn't won yet the gold medal. His mother, Cecilia, I believe was her name, used to answer the phone and say, "Oscar, Oscar, telefono, telefono." So we'll go into the Oscar De La Hoya story from the end, from the beginning until right now. Straight up, of course, one of the strongest promoters in the world of boxing, Golden Boy Promotions. They have Canelo. Of course, Canelo Alvarez going to bat against Sergey Kovalev. When I say going to bat, he's taking on a bigger guy, a naturally bigger man. A lot of people say to me, you know, maybe that's too much. Maybe he's biting off too much. Listen, he wouldn't be taking this fight if he thought he was biting off too much. Besides, if he were to really lose in something not so catastrophic, in other words, maybe a points loss to Kovalev, the bigger guy by 15 pounds, I don't think he would diminish his status that much. It may hurt him a little bit, but not really kill him. Straight up, a knockout loss would be devastating. Still, oddsmakers think it's Canelo all the way. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the Sunday edition. Hour number one, we have open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or the no commitment, guilt-free text line. You can text the studio, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You tune to Ring Talk, and this is Frampton. Angels that don't sleep too bad. Kept on trying, buying time, not waiting on fate.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car
car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
I love iHeartRadio.
Love it.
Everywhere, man.
Seriously.
Everywhere, man.
20 million songs from 450,000 artists.
iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Welcome back to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, of course, a Sports Byline production. My name is Pedro Fernandez. We're talking boxing MMA today only on Sports Byline.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, do the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you
know, I once spent an hour with Miles Davis. The jazz great, the icon, spent about 45 minutes to an hour with him ringside at the L.A. Forum. And I only understood like a fourth of what he said, if that. I mean, it was like 45 minutes of raspy Miles, okay? That was sort of like Bob Dylan in concert Monday night in Stanford, California, of course, at the college. He tore the place down. It was an outdoor arena that was sold out. The people were rocking and rolling. People had a great time. Of course, called the greatest American poet of all time. He is quite a performer, even at 78, I believe. It was fantastic. Anyway, good night. Bob Dylan did his thing. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I don't know how to take this. The 57th annual event convention of the World Boxing Council, I guess they're going to make some history as they've invited the presidents of the World Boxing Organization and the president of the World Boxing Association. It's considered their rivals. Of course, the three of the four major sanctioning groups, including the International Boxing Federation, the only sanctioning body station here in the United States of American origin. Anyway, Gilberto Mendoza Jr., he will be there, of course, along with Paco Vacarcel, Francisco Paco Vacarcel, of course, the president of the World Boxing Organization, our sponsor. I tried to get Paco on the line today to see what was going on with this, but he wasn't available. Artur Bitabev, wow, what can I say about him other than at 175 pounds, you better look out. He's the real deal. Seems like all the stars are coming from the Soviet bloc at 175 pounds, with the exception of course, people like Andre Ward. Wow, Andre sort of took care of Sergey Kovalev. Maybe not in the first fight, but definitely in that second fight. I mean, he ended it. There was some doubt as far as who won that first fight. I mean, that was Andre Ward sort of like, you know, the fight that maybe he didn't win. And people say, maybe Andre didn't win. People close to Andre were saying, maybe he didn't win that fight. Anyway, he came back and definitely beat Kovalev up in the rematch, stopping him inside the distance. Anyway, Oleg, God, I have a hard time saying this. It's the other Oleg, not Oleg Usyk, the other Oleg. He was undefeated until Friday night. He lost on ESPN, of course. This rocked. ESPN's got it going on. Artur Bitabev might be the guy at 175 that people take notice of. Why do I say that? Because he just seems to be able to you know, come from behind and win. And when you can come from behind and win, he's undefeated, like 15-0 with 15 knockouts. What can I say? 15-0, 15 whacks. That says a lot. Straight up, boxing on DAZN, the 19th, of course, DAZN, ESPN Plus. No, it was DAZN. Luis Reston versus Robbie Davis Jr. Of course, that was a super flyweight eliminator, 140 pounds. The real guy at 140 pounds, everybody says, is Regis Progress. I mean, this is the guy that people are the real deal. Taking on Josh Taylor, of course, for the WBA and Super IBF. Another title eliminator going down the WBSS finalists going down the 26th on DAZN. Speaking of DAZN, let's bring in a man that knows all about DAZN. He's your hip guy when it comes to the internet, Larry Merchant. Larry, how's the internet going this morning?
You know what? I'm still buzzed from that baseball game last night.
Hey, well, that I guess, yeah, that's good. Let's talk about that. I mean, walk-off home run ends it. I mean, holy cow, Houston Astros in the it's sort of silenced the Bronx. The Bronx was very quiet.
Yeah, there's no joy in Bronxville today, but I think maybe Altuve could fight for the heavyweight championship.
Okay. You know what's funny is that baseball, the Yankees post George Steinbrenner, when he sort of retired and then died, this and that, they haven't seemed to be able to get shots at the World Series like they used to when he was around. Was that because he spent money, you know, like crazy?
Yeah, there was, you know, there weren't certain rules in effect about how much money you could spend back in the day. But listen, the Yankees are the indelible face of the game for a lot of people. And in New York, if you have a championship team, you can attract a lot of people. And he revived the Yankee image, not always in the nicest way, but the Yankees were the face of baseball for a long time. And now there are other teams that that also can claim that.
Okay.
I think it's best for the game when championships are passed around and different parts of the country can enjoy it and wallow in it and so on.
Okay. You were fortunate enough to know both George Steinbrenner and Larry David. Did Larry David do a good George Steinbrenner or what?
Yeah, he does a good everything. Or everyone.
He is amazing. He's just amazing. Of course, the guy that started off with the Jerry Seinfeld show, writing the Seinfeld show, co-writers with Seinfeld, and then, wow, who knows. They sold that for $1 billion. That when they finally sold that in the syndication, they sold Seinfeld for $1 billion. That was an unheard-of figure then in television, probably still is.
Well, I think I've been reading lately where Netflix, or one of those Netflixes out there, have also bought the rights to it for an immense amount of money, which is astonishing given how old the show is. I mean, not old. But what is it, 15 years since it was on the air?
Older than that. I mean, the only computer that was in the show was that old Mac that Jerry had in the corner. He never turned it on, but it was there. Outside of that, there was no cell phones in the show, nothing like that.
All right. So, hey, if something is that good, then it stands the test of time.
Larry Merchant's our guest. You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline broadcast. So we're 19 minutes past the hour. Artur Beterbiev, did you get a chance to watch him Friday night?
I missed the fight, Pedro. I don't even remember why I missed it, which is the reason, I guess, why I did miss it.
No, the reason why
I
you
had other priorities.
No.
But he's a good fighter, and we'll see. The light heavyweight division has a little bit more buzz, particularly with the big upcoming fight. So some of the best fighters we've ever seen were light heavyweights. And I'm anxious and eager to see Canelo try it.
Well, you know, Artur Beterbiev took on Oleg and G-V-O-Z-D-Y-K, okay? So the guy with the easier name won, Artur Beterbiev. Have you ever had a name on HBO you couldn't say?
I don't recall. I mean, it was part of my job to know those things. I do recall every once in a while, maybe the producer whispering in my ear about the pronouncement of a name, you know, particularly maybe on an undercard that who I wasn't familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
But there are always ways of saying the Russian or the champ or whatever else it is you got to say if your pronouncement doesn't pass the test.
The godfather of HBO, the retired HBO godfather, is sharing some time with us today. Of course, you are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The toll-free, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or the no commitment text line, the guilt-free text line. The number, 415-275-1613. The studio text line, once again, 415-275-1613. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming to you Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, only on Sports Byline.
Pedro, let me tell you something, man. Congratulations on your long time in radio. You are your team and for your ratings, man. I was reading about that. I'm very impressed with you, Pedro.
Yeah. 25 minutes past the hour. You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Center with you Sunday edition, of course, 2 hours, 11 a.m. Pacific Time. On the phone from Southern California, City of Angels, of course, is the retired HBO godfather, Mr. Larry Merchant. Larry, there's been a spate of deaths in boxing of late. The most recent, Patrick Day. I think we lost Larry there. We'll get Larry back in just for a second. Anyway, the bottom line, if you like that, well, at least it clicks right in the middle of the music there, so you know what time it is. It's godfather time. Anyway, I'll be expanding on the, when we get the godfather back, expanding on the fact that there's been a spate of boxing deaths of late. I think the professor Socrates Palmer brought up three or four of late. And I just think it's the nature of the beast. It's going to happen now and then. But I'm looking forward to getting Larry's output on that. You know, I've seen two ring deaths myself up front and close and personal. Of course, that one ring deck, Rico Velasquez, in the late 1980s, where I begged the referee to stop the fight and he wouldn't do it, and the kid died 40 seconds later. Wow, that was crazy. But the bottom line was, you know, a lot of these things that happen in boxing, they happen in high school football, they happen in hockey, they happen in other sports as well. Look at Dale Earnhardt was a heavyweight champion of auto racing, and he got wiped out. Okay, so spit happens, and spit with an H. Larry, I was expanding before we got so rudely disconnected there. I was expanding on the spate of boxing deaths of late, three or four, I think, in the last 8 to 9 months, and people are again, you know, the people calling for the banning of boxing and things like that. I've been around this game for a long time now, and I can't think of anything that would improve the safety of the game. It's sort of the nature of the beast that now and then there's going to be an accidental death. Am I taking that too lightly?
Compared to the death of a prize fighter, anything you say is taken lightly. It's sad. It's tragic. At the same time, what we know is that they go into the game knowing the potential consequences. As I've said probably to you before, when I interviewed Nelson Mandela, who had been an outstanding amateur fighter, about how he could reconcile his belief in pacifism as a political tool and yet still love boxing. He thought for a second and said, in boxing, they do it voluntarily. Anybody who's been in a gym for 2 or 3 days knows the potential consequences of what they do. So there's that. But even the explanations for it, when somebody suffers a severe injury, a life-threatening injury, or actually death, that stands alone as a tragedy.
You know, I never thought about that. I sat down with my boxing buddy, who and I had Golden Glove Championship. We won Golden Glove Championships together, Hector Martinez. And I sat down with him this weekend, and I said to him, I never thought about serious injury or getting hurt or anything like that. He goes, you didn't, because if you did, you wouldn't be involved. But it was just never, ever, ever, ever came into my mind. Getting knocked out, I never got knocked out, but it just never, ever, it just never enters your mind if you're a fighter. I don't know what to say. It's just, it's weird.
Well, that's both the inexperience and the optimism of youth.
Something I no longer have, Godfather.
You know, surely if you had been a professional fighter and you were, say, 28 years old, 29 years old, you'd have been around long enough to see guys in gyms who had suffered injuries and couldn't talk well.
Yeah, of course.
You would have heard of some prize fighter somewhere having to go to a hospital and maybe not surviving. But maybe when you're a kid, you shut all that out and you're full of optimism and hope and and ego, and so you don't recognize it right away. But I don't imagine there are too many professional fighters who don't know the potential consequences of what they do.
Godfather, when I was growing up, there was a neighborhood wino on Bernal Heights on Cortland Avenue. His name was Frankie Click. He was for a minute, the world junior welterweight champion. He beat Kid Chocolate, I think, on a cut back about 1938, something like that. He was just a club fighter of note, but he did win the title. And I used to see him laying in the streets. He'd drunk in this, and we'd see him drunk. And sometimes he was so articulate, and other times he wasn't. And my father and my uncle both pointed out to me, this is what happens when you get hit too much and you drink. So that sort of had an impact on me for the rest of my life. I can still see him wallowing in the gutter there.
Well, it doesn't get any more graphic than that. And, you know, fighters generally, you know, come from backgrounds of poverty. And here's a chance for them to escape that. And there are enough young men who are willing to try it. And I salute them. And I'm a part of it. I've been a part of that scene, of the scene, for a long time, and I've seen a few deaths in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
It's just part of the deal.
You know, I remember Roy Jones was fighting on a card I televised. I think it was a Mancini-Haugen undercard in Reno, Nevada, and he knocked out this young man from across the bay. Can't think of his name right now. From originally from Africa, and his eyes rolled back in his head. And just for a second there, I thought that the Grim Reaper was in the room, because I had experienced this twice before. Because when boxing deaths happen, there's something. It's sort of like a dog being able to sense an earthquake coming, Godfather. It's sort of weird. It's an eerie feeling, but I felt it twice. I felt it three times, and I said to myself, "This is the Grim Reaper. He was here tonight."
I think that's a fair and eloquent insight into those tragic events.
Okay. Anthony Joshua, going to the desert, of course, on that day of the FDR said that we'll live in infamy, December 7th, but not 1941, just 2019. Is it a day of infamy for him? I mean, he's going down there and he's fighting outside his climate. This is where, and I'll say it again, he's fighting outside his natural climate. When I've seen guys fight outside the natural climate, things have happened. Are you hearing anything about these guys in prep, both either Andy Ruiz or Anthony Joshua,
well,
Godfather?
What I've heard or read is, of course, it's a very rich country with you know, you tip your pencil into the ground and you hit oil. But they also have big soccer events now. And what they're doing is some kind of artificial way of cooling and events, both indoors and outdoors, and also providing some kind of rain,
wow,
as it were. But I'm sure that the people going there are going to recognize the threat that extreme weather can have. I mean, it's 115 on an average day there at some times of the year. And what we can do is hope for the best. But there again, you know, what are they putting up for the fight? $40 million?
Yeah, I understand the money factor, but I also realize that, you know, the Saudi Arabians, they killed a Washington Post reporter just about a year and 4 days ago, so
you know,
I don't remember that.
You're correct, Pedro, but...
Money talks, huh?
Well, listen, I went to see Ali and Foreman in Zaire, which is formerly the Congo, and they had a dictator who...
Mobutu
hung people in the very stadium where the fight was held. And then, of course, there was Ali Frazier III in Manila.
That madman, Marcos.
So you have to take it into account, but you go where the fight is. For me, I wasn't getting paid extra money to go to Zaire, but it was the biggest event of its time, and I went.
True, but I'll still say this. As a journalist, the Khashoggi thing, you know, I've been threatened. We've both been threatened by people in the past. I mean, but, you know, being threatened is one thing. Having them carried out is another.
Look, I have no desire to go there.
Okay.
But if I was on a broadcast team, I have to admit, I would go there.
Exactly.
But now, at the same time, I don't know if I've told you this story. I went to Ali Foreman in Zaire.
Got about 30 seconds, Godfather.
I was there weeks before the event because I thought I might write a book, but I was writing a column, and I wrote about the difference between bread and circuses in that country. And when I tried to get back for the fight after it was postponed for 6 weeks, they wouldn't let me on the plane.
The Godfather was barred from Zaire. Godfather, kiss the Godmama for me. We'll talk soon.
So long, Pedro.
The great Hall of Famer, Larry Murch, baby, on Sports Byline. Don't forget, Ring Talk airs Saturday and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific. I'm right here on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, and, of course, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, Channel 211.
Now, let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851, 800-439-7851, 800-439-7851, 800-439-7851.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Check it, sports fans. You're listening to Ring Talk live worldwide in exclusive Sports Byline production.
It has been said that I have two alternatives. Either go to jail or go to the army.
I'm only bold, cocky, before and after fight.
Let me see you close your mouth and just keep it closed.
Well, you know that's impossible.
No, keep it closed.
You know that's impossible. I'm the greatest. And I'm knocking out all bones. And if you get too smart, I'll knock you out.
He was talking to Jim Jacobs, who turned out to be like the manager of Mike Tyson later in life. Of course, he would die from a blood disease in the soon after Mike Tyson won the title in the 80s. But straight up, Jim Jacobs was a fun guy to be around. He managed Wilfred Benitez, amongst other fighters, and he was very, very kind to me. I mean, some managers were cruel to me. I mean, they were just brutal. I was just a young rookie reporter, for the most part, you know, brash and asking the questions nobody wanted to ask, but they wanted to hear the answers. And, you know, that he tend to put me in my place on a couple of different occasions. Now, I said we're going to go unplugged into the career of Oscar De La Hoya. Here's the golden boy. Let me tell you about Oscar, okay? Kid from East L.A., not the ghetto per se. I mean, never even call him from the ghetto, never really ghetto. But he didn't have it, you know. I mean, they ate beans and rice. Bottom line, I still eat beans and rice, but they ate beans and rice. That was sort of like his upbringing. So he lived in East L.A., and he started boxing, and he was so good. I mean, I was watching him as a kid. I mean, he was a guy that was going to amateur tournaments circa 1987, 1988, and just drilling guys that were, like, vastly superior to him in both experience and skill, you thought. I mean, holy cow. I mean, nobody, come on. But here he was beating up guys, so I said to myself, man, this guy's an outstanding fighter. No doubt about that, an outstanding fighter. So what's going to happen here? He looks like Alexis Arguello in the gym. Of course, he goes on. He wins the Olympic gold medal. And during that time, we used to talk on the phone maybe once, twice a week sometimes. You know, because I was always pumping him up, looking to hear what he had to say, because he was an articulate young man. He just was. He talked well, and he was he wasn't as reserved as he is now. Of course, when you talk to Oscar sometimes now, he pauses and he thinks he wants to make sure he's saying exactly what he's saying. Of course, you know, he's a big promoter now, so he doesn't want to make mistakes. But back then, Oscar was a little bit more spontaneous than he was. But when I met him, it was circa 1990. He had signed with Carl DeMay. Carl DeMay was a rich boxing guy, not a boxing guy, a builder out of San Ramon, California. He owned more homes in the city of San Ramon than any other individual, okay? But, of course, when the housing market was great, he was great. When it went bad, he went in the tank as well. Anyway, DeMay had his own private plane. He hires me to be his PR guy, so we fly all over the country. Sometimes I'm just flying in the plane by myself. I mean, that was like the spit with an H. It just was. I mean, Pedro, you want to go to L.A.? Yeah, you want to go to L.A. Okay, can you meet the plane in Concord? Say it again. You want me to take a plane in Concord? I'm thinking like, you know, PSA or you know, some airline, right? You know? No. This is his private plane. So when I get there, the pilot's waiting for me. I kid you not. The pilot's waiting for me. I kick it, walk up the ramp. I'm the only person outside of the two pilots kicking it on this flight. Now, DeMay had a big tax thing back then, so he was looking to write off all these trips by sending his, you know, his guy around the country. So he sent me around in his private plane. It was so cool. When I was tell chicks that I had my own private plane and I was flying to L.A. and back and forth, and they tell me, yeah, right, Pedro. Come on, man. You got to be kidding. Anyway, DeMay signs Oscar. It's before Shelley Finkel got involved. But DeMay signs Oscar, puts some money in Oscar's, you know, bank account, make sure he has boxing shoes and lunch money and things like that. Because, you know, I mean, he's out of high school. Basically, he's out of high school, but he's sort of like not knowing what to do. Of course, boxing is going to be in his future, and hopefully the 1992 Olympic gold medal, which he would eventually attain, that was the goal. I mean, Oscar just rolled. He rolled for the Olympics. Not the most tintillating performance in the Olympics. I mean, he wasn't knocking people out of this and that. But I think at that point in time, Oscar sort of abandoned who he was as a fighter, because the guy that I watched in the gym take apart people like John Montes. John Montes was a good fighter, 140-pounder, 135-pounder. Of course, he was a real good fighter. He had a decent record. He got knocked out in one round by Camacho, but he was worthy of fighting Camacho. I mean, that's how good he was. And Oscar was killing him in the gym. I mean, Oscar should have been arrested for domestic abuse. If they were gay, Oscar would have been arrested for beating up his boyfriend. I mean, he was lumping up like the White House, lighting him up like a White House Christmas tree. I mean, I was looking at him and thinking, wow, this is Alexis Arguello. This is a second coming of Alexis Arguello. I'm talking about this skinny kid from East L.A., throwing combinations and finishing off with the left hook. This is a quality of a good fighter. You finish with the near hand, preferably the left hook. And he always finished with the hook, be it to the body or the head. I mean, he just had this boxing pedigree that was amazing. It just was. And he was a star of the DeMay gym. I mean, at the same time, Reggie Johnson was the USBA champion. He would go on to win the WBA World Middleweight Championship. But he was like the big professional star of the stable, but Oscar was a guy. He was a guy that really had the superstar potential. We all knew it. We all knew it. And of course, when he went to the Olympics, he won the gold. He came back, and when he came back, it was sort of like the beginning of a long journey. We'll just put it to you like that. It just was the beginning of a long journey. I mean, Oscar turns pro at the Forum against some guy named Lamar Williams, takes care of him inside the distance, and then he goes on a roll. It just goes on a roll, and he beats people like Troy Dorsey. Dorsey was a decent fighter, formerly a kickboxer, but at one point in time, he had held the IBF featherweight title. I think he beat Jorge Paez in one of the fights or something like that. Him and Paez went back and forth. Anyway, he beat people like Jimmy Berdow. It was for the WBO 130-pound title. Berdow was 16-0 at the time. Then he beat Campanella, was 20-0. Took on Jorge Paez, 53-6 at the time. Beats Paez inside the distance. Take John Avila, John Molina, takes care of Molina with a decision. Rafael Reyes, that's former champion, man. Of course, at the time, he was the IBF lightweight champion. He stops him inside the distance. Gennaro Hernandez, of course, Gennaro was 32-0 at the time. Reyes was 43-1. But Gennaro came into that fight with a broken nose. Shane Mosley broke his nose in sparring. He didn't want to give up the multi-million-dollar payoff, so he went into the ring that night, September 9th, 1995, ill. He beat up Jesse James Leha, Daryl Tyson, Julio Cesar Chavez. That first fight, of course, I promoted that on closed-circuit television, June 7th, 1996, at the Tamforan Theaters in San Bruno, California. I took over the mall, took over this theater multiplex with four screens and showed it in three screens in English. Three screens in Spanish and one screen in English. It was hot. It sold out. Anyway, that was the first Chavez fight. Of course, that ended when Chavez was bleeding and got stopped in the fourth round, I believe. Of course, then he took on Miguel Angel Gonzalez. But then came the controversy. 1997, he takes on 41-1. Pernell Whitaker. And Pernell Whitaker was jobbed in that one loss. And, of course, the draw was stinky as well. Whitaker probably never lost a fight in his life up to that point. So he fights Oscar. I think he beats Oscar. Everybody in the arena thinks he beats Oscar. And Oscar gets the decision. Of course, the boxing establishment was going for the young buck and realized that Pernell Whitaker, you know, except the baggage that he carried regarding the cocaine and things like that, that they needed this new star. And Oscar had to shine. So Oscar got the fight. I had a beef with Top Rank Promotions after that. It was never the same. He beat on David Camacho. Of course, then he takes on the Macho Man, Hector Camacho, goes the distance with him. Wilfredo Rivera stops him inside the distance. Come back and does Chavez again, and he got Chavez to arf, quit after 104 fights. Ike Quarte, he beats Ike. Ike's 34-0. It was a split decision. He went down to that last round, but man, that 12th round was something. Oscar came back and he impressed me. That night, he sort of looked like the guy that I saw in the gym. You know, that the second coming of Alexis Arguello when he beat Ike Quarte. Then he comes back and he does up Obakar, a guy from Detroit, Motor City welterweight, of course, 48-2, I think was his record at the time. Comes back, has a fight with Trinidad, the controversial fight with Trinidad. Of course, September 18th, 1999, I think it was the Mandalay Bay Arena or the MGM, one of the two, Mandalay Bay. Trinidad comes in 35-0. Oscar wins the first five or six rounds pretty easily, and then he gets on his bicycle. He starts running around the ring like a jogger. Not like a boxer, like a jogger. It's like he was jogging. I mean, hey, Oscar, hey, man, hey, stop it. Stop running. But what was his trainer telling him? Gil Clancy was telling him in the corner, that old Gil Clancy, who I thought was a little bit senile at the time. People say to me, oh, you can't say that about the dead, Pedro. Well, he's dead, so I can say it. So anyway, Gil Clancy, the former CBS boxing analyst, a good guy, no doubt about that. But I think he was you know, long in the tooth, and he wasn't ready for prime time as far as the 1990s were concerned. I think his boxing, you know, work in the corner and kind of stuff was the 60s, 70s, and 80s. But in the 90s, he was long past his tooth. But he kept telling De La Hoya, keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. Well, Oscar was running. I mean, like a girl. Like a, no. I don't mean like a, like somebody was scared. Like somebody afraid. He was running like he was afraid. Anyway, he would lose that fight in Trinidad. It would be a majority decision in 12 rounds. He takes on Daryl Coley. Shane Mosley, of course, loses to Mosley. That was a split decision. That was in L.A. That was a mega fight. No doubt about that. I mean, the entire cast of The Sopranos were out there. I mean, the Gandolfino was there. I mean, he wasn't as fat as he was when he died. And maybe that's what killed him. He was like 350 pounds when he died. Anyway, Gandolfini was there. The entire crew was there. Larry Merchant was there. They had this big HBO party, man, where they had these statues, these ice statues of Mosley and De La Hoya. It was an amazing evening. Everybody was there. I mean, everybody in Hollywood was there. It was a party. But Oscar lost. And then, of course, Oscar wanted to do the rematch with Shane Mosley. So Oscar gets on the phone. Oscar's people get on the phone. They call Mosley. Mosley now 35 and zip. They say to Shane, listen, we want to give you $8 million for a rematch. And knows Mosley's having his career, his manager at that point in time is his wife, Jin, this Korean lady he met in New York City. And married and really quick. Anyway, bottom line was she's doing the negotiations and she says, well, how much is Oscar making? And I think the promoter said, don't worry about what Oscar's making. Just worry about what you're making. And she said, no. How much is Oscar making? So she found out that Oscar was making more than Shane, and Shane was going to get $8 million. She wasn't having no part of that. She said, you know what? Screw you. So what does she do? She goes and takes Shane Mosley, and Mosley ends up fighting a 154-pounder and gets licked, like for $1 million instead of $8 million. That's the way it went. I think he fought Winky Wright and lost you know, that's what happens. That's what happens. You have amateurs handing your career. I'm talking about his wife, Jin Mosley. Anyway, so Mosley beats him. He comes back. He takes on Gotti in Vegas. Of course, Gotti, no match for Oscar De La Hoya, although Gotti was 33-4 at the time. Javier Castillejo, Fernando Vargas. That was the fight. I mean, that sort of showed us that De La Hoya was no matinee idol, that he was just he wasn't some chump from East L.A., no puss, nothing like that. He was the real deal because early on in that fight, if he wanted to bow out, after that licking he was taking in the first couple of rounds, I say to him, okay, bro, I understand that you was getting lumped up. But he didn't do that. He came back, and he beat Bob. I was amazed. I thought that was the second coming of a boxing guy that night. And when he came back and he beat Fernando Vargas, as later I think we would find out that Fernando Vargas was on steroids. He would beat Yori Boy Campos in his next fight, stop him inside the distance. De La Hoya was taking on a guy that was 80-5. Of course, Campos coming close to beating Trinidad early in his career. He goes again with Shane Mosley, loses another fight with Mosley. Guess what? Styles make fights. Then he takes on Felix Sturm for the middleweight title, 160-pound title in Vegas, and he sort of loses that fight. That was a bit of shaky, too. Sort of things get a little bit shaky here in De La Hoya's career. Then he takes on Bernard Hopkins, okay, for the world middleweight championship. So I'm saying to myself, man, if ever there was a fight I wanted to bet on, you know, and Jack Fisk, my godfather, my boxing mentor, the Hall of Fame boxing writer from the SF Chronicle, told me, never bet on a fight because it ruins your objectivity. I said, okay, but I wanted to bet on Hopkins. I thought that Hopkins fighting the lightweight was like a steal. I mean, Hopkins was coming in 44-2. He was a 160-pounder. The only thing Oscar had at 160 pounds was maybe a couple of girlfriends, okay? So Oscar wasn't even close to being no middleweight. Anyway, Oscar loses inside the distance, and there I was at the sports book afterwards cashing in my ticket, although there was a long line all the way around the arena to make bets. There was no line to cash in bets, meaning nobody bet on Hopkins except me. Anyway, he beats Mayorga, of course, in his next fight. Then he loses to Mayweather Jr., of course, has one fight with Forbes, finally retires against Manny Pacquiao back in 2008. Of course, Oscar De La Hoya, fantastic career. By the numbers, 39-6, stopped twice, 30 KOs. A champion from 130 to 160 pounds. The Golden Boy, Oscar De La Hoya, on Sports Byline.
It's a new 30 and baby, you a rockstar. Dale veterana que tú sabes más de la cuenta, no te hagas. Teach me, baby, a better yes. Freak me, baby, yes, yes. I'm freaky, baby. I'ma make sure that your peach feels peachy, baby. No bullshit bras. I like my women sexy, classy, sassy. Powerful, yes.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
Mark Anthony rocked the Chase Center last night. Of course, that's the new arena here in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California, home of the Golden State Warriors, soon to become, once again, the San Francisco Warriors, unlike the San Francisco 49ers who play in Santa Clara. That's another story. Bottom line is, Mark Anthony lit the joint up last night, and I was blown away by that comic. This comedian had the nerve to go after fat Latino women. I couldn't believe he did it. This guy had some stones, man, because the women that were listening wanted to kill him. I mean, absolutely kill him. Anyway, straight up, great show last night. Mark Anthony at the Chase Center in San Francisco, California. Hour number two of Ring Talk Live World. Coming to you live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, and, of course, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, Channel 211. In hour number two, we're going to spend some time talking about the world of pro wrestling. Why? Because I think it's sort of cool now. There's a new wrestling group in town. It's called All Elite Wrestling. Of course, there's also Major League Wrestling, my favorite wrestling. I think Cord Meyer is the promoter behind that. But that's my favorite brand of wrestling. It just is. There's two types of wrestling on TV. There's sports entertainment, which is the WWE, and there's other entities trying to do professional wrestling back in the day, the old school type of wrestling, although they mix it in with some Japanese fusion, some lucha libre, which means a Mexican style, all that kind of good stuff. So pro wrestling is not the sport where you know our uncles were wrestling back in the 70s and early 80s, and they're not muscle freaks anyway either. So the bottom line is, check them out, All Elite Wrestling. You can see them on TNT on Wednesday nights. But we'll talk about in depth with Mr. Jim Valley, the host of the Wrestling Observer Radio Show. Straight up, that'll be an hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, upcoming on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You are listening to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 36 plus years now. 36 years of knocking out all bumps. Here I sit, undefeated, high atop my throne, 36 plus years now, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio waves. I invite you, my listeners, to listen to hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming up on Sports Byline and iHeartRadio. Coming up, hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide after news. Don't be square, be here.